James Nadeau is the executive director of the Boston LGBT Film Festival, which is celebrating its 27th year and runs from May 5th to May 15th. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Give us a little background about the Boston LGBT Film Festival.
Well, it was founded in 1984 by George Mansour, who is a local film programmer. It actually started out at an old adult cinema that was down near South Station, which has long since been torn down. But in the past almost 17 years, it's been housed at the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston. And within the last 3 years, we've expanded so that we're now doing screenings in Cambridge at the Brattle Theater in Harvard Square.
What films are premiering this year?
Well, we have a few U.S. premieres. Our focus this year is on new European queer cinema, so we have quite a bit that have yet to be screened in the U.S. The big one is our opening night film, which is Tom Tykwer's film 3, which is, I believe, only played in Venice, Toronto, and we're going to be the first U.S. screening of it. We're doing a film called Romeo's, which is a German trans youth film, so we'll be the U.S. premiere of that. We are the world premiere for a film called E-Cupid, directed by J.C. Calciano, and he had a big festival hit last year with a film called Is It Just Me? So it's a, you know, California romantic comedy, really, really cute, really cute boys. We are the New England premiere for a BBC film called Night Watch, which is an adaptation of Sarah Waters' novel set in World War II.
How many films are being shown this year?
Right now it's looking like we're just breaking through the 100 film threshold. I think we're at 1 or 2, 1 or 3. But I'm actually waiting on information about one more shorts program that a friend is curating. So it's probably going to push us to the 110 mark.
Wow, that's amazing. What special awards will be presented?
Well, this year we're doing, for the first time ever, a jury. So we're looking at doing a best narrative feature, best doc feature, best narrative short, and a best documentary short. So for the first time, you know, we have a great jury. David Pendleton, who is the curator of film at the Harvard Film Archive. It's a representative from Dot429, which is a social networking site based in New York. And the third person is Leah Delaria, who's agreed to come on and be a jury member for us.
What special events and films are planned for this year?
We're doing two opening nights. We're doing an opening night in Boston for Tom Tykwer's film, and then we're doing an opening night in Cambridge for J.C. Calciano's film. We are doing a special, sort of a closing night, but it's actually a special sort of women's film night on Saturday, May 14th, with Kristen Porter's Dag Night. We're doing a women's shorts program. We're doing a special screening at Machine, the nightclub, of a film called Go Go Crazy, and Machine is going to set up an amateur go-go contest, which is the first sort of breakout thing for us, because we've never actually done something in a non-theater setting, and we're hoping it turns into a really great, fun, special event.
Tell us about the Splash event.
Well, we're doing our Splash event, which is what has come to be our debut opening event. We're doing it at Mantra this year. This is our third time doing it. And what we do is we screen trailers, we debut the program, we have free food, we do giveaways. We have a bunch of stuff from the film studios to give away. We are debuting our iPhone application. I'll be doing a demo of our program that you can download to your iPad. So it's a good 2 hours, 6 to 8, on April 25th at Mantra. Definitely be there if you can. We're hoping it's going to be a really great, fun night.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers. You know, over the last year, numerous teens have taken their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice do you have for these kids?
I feel like it's almost a cliche to say that it gets better, but I think there's a truth behind that, and that, you know, you just have to be stronger. And it's easier to say in retrospect, and it's hard to live in the moment and believe that it will get better. But that's simply the truth of it, that you end up being stronger. And, you know, I think back to my own upbringing growing up on the military bases and thinking about, you know, I was taught to be a tougher person simply because of the environment. And so I look back thinking, for the grace of God, that I made it this far. But it is tough, and you just have to be tougher than everybody else.
How can people get information and tickets for the Boston LGBT Film Festival?
All the information will be live on our website. Tickets will go on sale at the museum Wednesday, and they will go on sale at the Brattle, probably about the same time. But you can certainly track us on our website, bostonlgbtfilmfest.org. You can also become our fans on Facebook, where I tend to do a lot of updating and posting trailers. I'm a pretty avid Facebook geek. And I've also resurrected our Twitter page, so I've been doing that as well. But definitely check out our website for the most comprehensive amount of information.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
The biggest one that I would love to hear is, what can I do to help? You know, we are an all-volunteer organization, and we appreciate any and everything that people can do to be a part of the festival, because it's community-based, and it has to be, you know, the community has to be involved in it, and I wholeheartedly believe it. And so, definitely, that is my big answer to that question.
How did you become involved with the Boston LGBT Film Festival?
I started as an intern in the film program, and when Kathleen Mullen, who was programming the festival at the time, left to program the Inside Out Toronto Gay and Lesbian Festival, it fell to myself and a woman named Mei Hedong, and we both took up the festival and then ran with it for 4 years. And it's, you know, I've had the bug ever since. I ask myself every year, why am I doing this? It's totally insane. But, you know, it's what I love, and I love the films, and I love doing it. And that's, you know, I got no no answer other than that. So I just want to invite everyone out there to come to this year's festival. It's our 27th year. It's going to be our hugest ever. We have a ton of world premieres, a ton of U.S. and Northeastern premieres. We have a bunch of great films, and I hope you can make it, and I hope to see you all there.